dedicate it all to Him. Appreciate the songs this evening. First song she sung, sometimes it's hard to thank Him for the answer. Boy, I thank Him for the grace to get through it. Huh? I can definitely do that. All right. Thank you, Hannah, Cheryl. Good singing this morning. Congregation singing good. Well, you listen carefully tonight. I don't know really what to call what I'm going to do tonight. I'm going to try my best to play on your emotions. I'm going to try to play on your heart. I'm going to try to play on your sympathy. I'm going to do my best to plead with you, to beg you, to challenge you. I'm going to do my best to motivate you, shame you, whatever you want to call it. I'm going to try to get something out of us tonight. But we need help. We need help this evening. All right, it's going to be from everybody. All right. So let's look at it here in just a moment. I don't know. I've got many things on my mind. Many things that the Lord has done and is doing. I had my Mighty Men meeting today, and the joy that I have with these men, these young men, is more than I can say. They're boys. All boys. And can I tell you, I've not found any more loyal young men than what these men are. And what I do for these guys, they don't have a clue. But they have helped me today. We can laugh, we can make fun of one another, and then we can get serious just as well. But I appreciate them. Appreciate you letting me have them. Every now and again, I appreciate you letting me have them, trying their best to teach them right. God, help me not to do nothing wrong in front of them. I don't want to do that. All right, let's open our Bibles to Genesis chapter 18. Everybody all right? Let's pray together. Father, I come. Lord, there's nobody like You tonight. You're great and You're merciful. You do remember that we're dust. You do remember our failures, our frailties. You do remember when we can't. You know that. Lord, You know our iniquities. Lord, Your Word even tells us if we would mark them, who would stand? And Lord, we seem like when we try to do better, we do worse. And when it seems like when we try to do more, we quit doing it all. And Lord, when we think we're doing good, we turn around and we're ashamed of ourselves. And Lord, sometimes we feel we can pray, sometimes we can't. Sometimes we feel we're learning, sometimes we feel we forgot everything. Lord, we're just a mess. And Lord, Philip even said there this evening, I'm a saved mess. Boy, God, if that ain't true tonight, I'm a saved mess. And I need You this evening. And Lord, this church, it's all we are. We're just a saved mess. And oh God, I pray tonight that You would show mercy on us and help us to do right and help us to love You more. And oh God, I pray that we might not go through the motions, that we would be real. And Lord, that we would do right. And Lord, we magnify Your wonderful name. Ain't nobody like You. You're so good. I can bring it all to You. And nobody else cares. I can bring it to You tonight. And oh, God, help me not to forget that. Lord, I can't trust in myself. I've got to trust You. Thank You, oh, God, for being faithful. Lord, please now touch me fresh. Preach me as You want me to preach tonight. May the Word of God speak to us. May You change us, oh, God, I pray in Jesus' name. And amen. Genesis chapter 18. I want you to think about something tonight. As I said, I did want to plead with you and to beg you. I do want you to want that. I do want to challenge you. I do want to shame you. I do want to motivate you. I want to just do whatever I can to get your attention tonight, to get you to do one simple thing, and that will somebody pray? Will somebody pray. Not just say a word, but I mean, will somebody pray? Will somebody get a hold of heaven tonight? Will somebody take it upon theirself to, whether anybody else does or not, to get a hold of heaven? Will somebody do what's necessary to get before God and to pray mercy and grace down upon us and our people? Will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody pray tonight? In Genesis chapter 18, we know it's a familiar story. Abraham had just entertained the Lord and some angels, and he just entertained them and fed them. And the Lord has sent the angels down to Sodom and Gomorrah because their wickedness has been cried out unto God, and he heard the cry and the wickedness of the people, saw it, and he's going to destroy Sodom and Gomorrah. And Abraham has a nephew named of Lot down in Sodom and Gomorrah. We know the story well. He comes before the Lord, and the Lord says, can I hide this thing from Abraham? Can I hide this, what I'm going to do? That Abraham is my friend, and I'm not going to hide from him the judgment that I'm getting ready to put on Sodom and Gomorrah. So he came down and he met with Abraham and he told him. But I want to pick up, if you would, there in verse 22. Well, let's pick up in verse 21. Genesis chapter 18, verse 21. And it says, the Lord speaking, he said, I will go down and see whether they have done altogether according to the cry of it, which is coming to me. And if not, I will know. And the men turned their faces from thence and went toward Sodom. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. But Abraham stood yet before the Lord. We've used that verse many times. And can I tell you that Abraham prayed? I want us tonight to understand there's a need that we're going to have to pray. There's not nobody I can change. I cannot change you. I can't change your people. I can't save nobody. I talk and I've talked and I've pleaded and I've begged and preached for all these years, and I can't make nobody do anything. Can't even make my own kids do anything. I can encourage them. I can influence them. I can demand that they think about things, but I couldn't save them. I couldn't bring them to the Lord. I couldn't make them walk close to the God. I begged them and pleaded with them. I've prayed over them. I've prayed by their beds while they slept. I've prayed by their beds while they've been awake. I've circled their homes. I've talked to them, but I can't make them, and that's my own children. And there's no way that I can make yours do any different. There's no way that I can make you trust God anymore. There's no way that I can. If I could, I would. I can't make you walk with God. I can't make you trust God. I can't make you believe God. But I can pray. Oh, I can pray tonight. But will you pray this evening? Will somebody pray tonight that will come closer to God? Will somebody say, I'll do it. I'll take it upon myself to stand before God until some changes are made, because there's too much at stake. Abraham's nephew was getting ready to be destroyed. And it wasn't just Lot, but it was Lot's wife and his children and the son-in-laws. It wasn't just him, man. It was family. And their family was getting ready to be burnt up and destroyed with hellfire and brimstone. And God tells Abraham that. And Abraham didn't walk off, but he stood yet before the Lord. And when he stood there before the Lord, he didn't just stand there. But let's read what he said. He pleaded with God. Hear me. He pleaded with God in person. We need somebody tonight that'll plead with God or in person. Don't just mention a name, but intercede and pray and get a hold of God because of the seriousness of the hour tonight. Do you hear me this evening? We need somebody to pray. For it says in verse 23, and Abraham drew near. Oh, that somebody will stand before the Lord and draw near. Oh, that somebody will tonight. He said, will thou also destroy the righteous with the wicked? God, and you'll kill everybody. Oh, we need somebody to pray tonight. Verse 24 says, peradventure, there be 50 righteous within the city. Will thou also destroy and not spare the place for the 50 righteous that are therein? That be far from thee to do after this manner, to slay the righteous with the wicked, and that the righteous should be as the wicked, that be far from thee. Shall not the judge of all the earth do right? Oh, can you imagine coming to God like that and said, God, are you not going to do right? How are you not going to do right? What it was, he wasn't trying to put God in a hard place. He was begging God because he had somebody that meant a lot to him that was getting ready to be destroyed. And what he was doing was he was praying. He was begging. He was beseeching. He was interceding because he said kinfolk was in trouble. Oh, will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody pray? Have we got so hard that we can't pray an hour? Have we got so hard that we can't pray all night? Have we got so hard that we can't meet up and pray and call somebody to pray and let's pray together? Have we done forgot to go to the woods or go to the barn or go to the garage and get a hold of God? Will somebody not pray tonight? Huh? It goes on and we see in verse 26, and the Lord said, if I find in Sodom 50 righteous within the city, then I will spare all the place for their sakes. Answer the prayer. Answer the prayer. He prayed, stood before the Lord, said, will you not destroy it for 50? He said, okay, I won't do it then. We find 50, I won't do it. You got a deal. We find 50, I won't destroy it. Huh? And then it says, verse 27, Abraham answered and said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord, which am but dust and ashes. Boy, ain't that the truth? Who am I to ask the Lord of anything? But yet he says, call on me, and I will answer thee and show thee great and mighty things which I can do and which I've done. Hear me, he said for us to call on him, but will somebody pray? Kids, will you pray for your parents? Mighty men, I beg you today to get serious about this. And we wrote names down and things in our journals. Will you pray? Will you be the one that pray? How about you, parents? I told the boys today, I said, go above your parents. Don't let your parents hold you back. Go further than your parents are. Be more than your parents are. Be greater than your parents for the Lord. Don't let them hold you back today. Oh, hear me. Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? Let's look here. Verse 28 says, peradventure there shall lack 5 of the 50 righteous. Will thou destroy all the city for lack of 5? And he said, if I find there 40 and 5, I will not destroy it. Answer the prayer. Answer the prayer. Verse 29. And he spake unto him yet again and said, peradventure there shall be 40 found there. And he said, I will not do it for 40's sake. Answer the prayer. Paid it good. He answers prayer. Oh, God answers prayer. Hear me tonight. Hear me tonight. He answers prayer. Look at verse 30. And he said unto him, oh, let not the Lord be angry, and I will speak. Peradventure there shall 30 be found there. And he said, I will not do it if I find 30. Answer the prayer. How many answers we done found? 5? Huh? Look at verse 31. And he said, behold, now I have taken upon me to speak unto the Lord. Peradventure there shall be 20 found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 20's sake. Answer the prayer. Are you hearing me? Man, if that ain't encouragement to pray, I don't know what is. prays and why he ain't even hardly done talking and he gets an answer. Huh? Verse 32. And he said, oh, let not the Lord be angry. And I will speak yet but this once. Peradventure 10 shall be found there. And he said, I will not destroy it for 10's sake. And the Lord went his way. As soon as he had left communion with Abraham, and Abraham returned into his place, Abraham got him down to where he had enough confidence in his nephew that surely, old Lot had got something done with family. And he stopped off at 10. Boy, if he hadn't stopped, I wonder if he had called down to one. If he had said, Lord, I believe the Lord would have said, if I find one. But what I like, there's a couple of things here. I like the fact that Lot has somebody praying for him. You know tonight that there's something out there that we say with somebody praying for them. They may not tell you, but down deep in their inside themselves, they're wishing somebody cares enough not to give up on them. They are. They might seem hard. They might seem prideful and not even little like it's bothering them down inside. They're hoping nobody gives up on them and somebody will stand in the gap. You know how I know? Because I've been there when I wish somebody was praying for me. Huh? I've been when I've been alone. I felt alone and didn't know if anybody cared. And I was just hoping that somebody was praying for me. Huh? Hear me tonight? But then I see something else I like really well. That even though Abraham got answers all the way down through there. He never mentioned Lot. He never mentioned Lot. He mentioned all the people down there in Sodom. He did. But you know where his heart was. We all know that. It's right in there. But you know what I like after he started begging the Lord, after he got done, what it says there in verse 33, and the Lord went his way as soon as he had left communing with Abraham. Abraham didn't just ask him and quit. But he asked him and communed with him a while. He got what he wanted. And I wondered how much thankfulness he was. But he said, boy, I sure do appreciate you going ahead and agreeing to cut it down to 10. He communed with him and they fellowship. I'm just asking, will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody pray? I've had you write the names down of your people. I got them. You still got them? You still got the copies of your people that you wrote down? Huh? Some of them still lost. I look at my list. I look in the back of my old Bibles. I look at my personal prayer list. And I see there's a bunch of them. But I've been praying a long time for them. Huh? I went over at the hospice house Thursday, make a visit to a man of note on my life. There, when I walked in, these other men that I've known all my life, there in the room visiting with him. And I try my best to beg him to the Lord and try to tell him about Christ and tell him the need. And all they want to do is trust themselves. But before I leave, they would say, will you pray before you go? Oh, I said, I gladly will pray. And I prayed for them there in the room that they would come to Christ. I prayed that God would convict them of their sins. And he would do everything necessary to get them to come to Christ. But the man went out into eternity yesterday before noon. Listen to me. I never saw it before. I've never saw this before. And family, if you're watching this live stream, I'm sorry, but I ain't never saw this before. A man dying, laying in a bed, dying with a chew of snuff in his mouth, dipping, spitting in a pop bottle with a can of beer on his table in a hospice house. Never saw it before. And they said, He drinks the beer every day. And he has his beer right here in the hospice house. Died. He looked at me and said, they sent me over here to die. They're watching me die today, preacher. Will somebody pray? Oh, will somebody pray because there's people in trouble tonight? Will somebody pray because there's somebody lost without God? Oh, there are friends and there are neighbors. There are people tonight that's going to hell. Oh, neighbor, hear me tonight. Hear me, church family. Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? It ain't a game. It ain't a game. Will somebody pray tonight? Will they pray? The sad part is that the Lord did deliver just one. Well, he delivered three. He showed mercy, more mercy than was asked for. You realize that? Got him down to 10. He said, if I can find 10, I'll destroy it. They weren't 10. But because somebody prayed and stayed with God, are you listening to me? Lot's wife and two daughters come out. Lot's wife turned into a pillar of salt. And his two daughters come out. Lot and his two daughters. But that was a far cry from 10. Boy, I'm glad. Are you glad tonight he's merciful? Huh? But will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? You say, I've been praying. I'm tired of praying. Don't quit praying. Don't you quit praying. Daddy Russell, I love you, and you encourage me every Sunday you come. But can I tell you, all the years, boy, we prayed for you. And Carolyn prayed, I'm glad that God's merciful and he's answered prayer. Boy, you're a joy to be seeing you sit there in the church house tonight. Oh, I love you like you don't understand. But the prayers, you can't quit, can you, Carolyn? Year after year, oh, will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody just lay it all aside and say, I'm going to talk to God. I'm not quitting until God comes through. Oh, will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody pray? Oh, we can't change it. We can't beg them. We can't plead with them. We can't get mad at them. We've tried anger. We've tried money. We've tried toys. We've tried stuff. We've tried patience. We can't change them. Oh, but God can. Oh, God can. God can tonight. But will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? We got people hurting tonight. We got people that's in bondage. We've got people that's in prison. We've got people that's hurting. We've got people that the prison door is open. The handcuffs are gone. And they're still bound. Do you know it? They're still bound. Freedom given. They're allowed out if they want out. The door's open. There's no guards on the door. They're free. But they still chose to be bound. And we can't fix them. We can't fix them. I don't know what y'all do of the day. I don't know what you do of the night. But y'all worry me. Every one of you worry me tonight. I watch you. I'm not perfect. Oh, I'm a wretch. I'm a wicked wretch. But I watch you. And I wonder what's going to take. What are you going to go through? And I try to pray, but oh, I'm asking you tonight, will somebody pray? Will somebody pray tonight? Look over in Acts chapter 12. Look over in Acts chapter 12. We okay tonight? You okay with me? Oh, don't you hate me tonight?
Acts chapter 12, verse 1. Now about that time, Herod the king stretched forth his hands to vex certain of the church. And he killed James, the brother of John, with the sword. And because he saw it pleased the Jews, he proceeded further to take Peter also. Then were the days of unleavened bread. And when he had apprehended him, he put him in prison and delivered him to four quaternions of soldiers. And I don't even know how many it is. I didn't even look it up. It's a pallium to keep him, intending after Easter to bring him forth to the people. Peter, therefore, was kept in prison. But look what the next phrase says. But prayer was made without ceasing of the church unto God for him. See, somebody prayed. Somebody prayed. Abraham prayed and interceded and talked to God. And now, one of their own that was just trying to do right, who had a rough past and on the foreign line for God, now they arrest him and he can't do right, and the church comes together to pray without ceasing just for Peter. Huh? And what happened? What happens? It's a wonderful story. Now, we can find some negatives here. We can, but we're not going to dwell on the negatives here tonight. We're going to look here, but let's read just a minute. It said, and when Herod would have brought him forth, the same night Peter was sleeping between the two soldiers, bound with two chains, and the keepers before the door kept the prison. Now, that's about as tied up as you can get. And behold, the angel of the Lord came upon him, and a light shined in the prison, and he smote Peter on the side and raised him up, saying, arise up quickly. And his chains fell off from his hands. Wow. And the angel said unto him, gird thyself and bind on thy sandals. And so he did. And he saith unto him, cast thy garment about thee and follow me. And he went out and followed him, and wist not that it was true which was done by the angel, but thought he saw a vision. He just couldn't believe what was happening. What does that mean? When they were past the first and second ward, they come to the iron gate that leadeth unto the city, which opened to them of his own accord. Ain't that amazing? And they went out and passed on through one street, and forthwith the angel departed from them. And when Peter was come to himself, he said, now I know of a surety that the Lord has sent his angel and hath delivered me out of the hand of Herod and from all the expectation of the people of the Jews. And when he had considered the thing, he came to the house of Mary, the mother of John, whose surname was Mark, where many were gathered together praying. And as Peter knocked at the door of the gate, a damsel came to hearken, named Rhoda. And when she knew Peter's voice, she opened not the gate for gladness, but ran in and told how Peter stood before the gate. And they said to her, thou art mad. But she constantly affirmed that it was even so. Then they said, it is his angel. But Peter continued knocking. And when they had opened the door and saw him, they were astonished. But he, beckoning unto them with hand to hold their peace, declared unto them how the Lord had brought him out of the prison. And he said, go show these things to James and to the brethren. And he departed and went into another place. Now, as soon as it was day, there was no small stir among the soldiers. Huh? Well, I reckon not. Huh? How would you like to look down and see the chains empty if you just got through tying that guy up and the prison door still locked? Huh? I bet there was a stir. But you know why? Because somebody down to church prayed. Somebody down to church prayed. We got people hurting tonight. Will somebody pray? We got people in prison tonight. Will somebody pray? We got good people. People do right, they ain't done wrong. They're doing right, wanting to do right, more right, but they're in prison, they're hurting. Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray tonight? Huh? That's what I'm asking. I'm asking that tonight to plead with you. I'm asking that tonight to beg you. I'm asking that tonight to challenge you. I'm asking that night to shame you if necessary. I'm asking that tonight to motivate you. Whatever it is, whatever it takes, that's what I'm asking tonight. Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? You might not can sing. You might not can preach. You might not can testify. You might not can do nothing, but boy, you could pray. You could pray. You could pray. You could pray. Yes, Gary. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Yeah, hallelujah. Yeah. Yes, amen. Amen. Bless your heart, Gary. Yeah. Oh, will somebody pray? Yeah, that's what we will. Somebody pray tonight. Think about it. Think about it. Can we turn over to John chapter 17? Oh, it's good tonight. Bless your heart, Brother Gary. Bless your heart. John 17. Listen tonight. Listen tonight. John 17, verse 5. Oh, if we know, do you know who's praying here in John 17? Oh, it's not Abraham. It's not the church. Oh, but it's the lovely Jesus that's praying right here. Listen to me tonight. Verse 5 says, "And now, Holy Father, glorify thou me with thine own self, with the glory which I had with thee before the world was. I have manifested thy name unto the men which thou gavest me out of the world. Thine they were, and thou givest them me. And they have kept thy word. Now they have known all things whatsoever thou hast given me are thee. For I have given to them the words which thou gavest me, and they have received them, and hath known surely that I came out from thee, and they believed that thou didst send me." Drop down, if you will. Oh, let's see. Let's just go ahead and keep reading. Verse 9, "I pray for them. I pray not for the world, but for them which thou hast given me, for they are thine. And all mine are thine, and thine are mine, and I am glorified in them. And now I am no more in the world, but these are in the world, and I come to thee, Holy Father. Keep through thine own name those whom thou hast given me, that they may be one as we are." He's praying for me. Oh, he's praying for me tonight. "While I was with them in the world, I kept in thy name those that thou gavest me. I have kept, and none of them is lost, but the son of perdition, that the scripture might be fulfilled. And now I come to thee, and these things I speak in the world, that they might have my joy fulfilled in themselves. I have given them thy word, and the world hath hated them, because they are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. I pray not that thou shouldest take them out of the world, but thou shouldest keep them from the evil. They are not of the world, even as I am not of the world. Sanctify them through thy truth. Thy word is truth. As thou hast sent me into the world, even so have I also sent them into the world. For their sakes I sanctify myself, that they also might be sanctified through the truth. Neither I pray I for these alone, but for them also which shall believe on me through their word. Can I tell you that you and me tonight? And the loving Son, Jesus Christ, went to the Father and prayed for us that we might be one with Him, that we might not be took out of the world, but that we'd be keeping from the evil that's in the world, that the Lord would help us and God would help us. And He didn't just pray for the disciples. He said for all those that'll believe because of their word. Can I tell you tonight that this is one preacher that that's an answer to prayer for? I've got a Savior in heaven that prayed for me. And He talked to the Father. Hey, and the Father hears, and the Father answers tonight. But will somebody pray? If we got an example of the Savior tonight, will somebody pray? Will somebody pray tonight? Will somebody pray? Hear me tonight. Amen. Matthew 26. Are you listening tonight? Listen to us tonight. Oh, we're needy. We're helpless. Do you understand we're helpless tonight? Do you understand we're helpless? We can do all we can do. We can say and pray and preach. Hey, God's got to come in on the scene. Oh, it's got to be a work of God. It's got to be a work of God tonight. Matthew 26, verse 36 said, "Then cometh Jesus with them unto a place called Gethsemane, and saith unto the disciples, Set ye here while I go and pray yonder. And he took with him Peter and the two sons of Zebedee, and began to be sorrowful and very heavy. Then saith he unto them, My soul was exceeding sorrowful, even unto death. Tarry ye here, and watch with me. And he went a little further, and fell on his face, and prayed, saying, O my Father, if it be possible, let this cup pass from me. Nevertheless, not as I will, but as thou wilt. And he cometh unto the disciples, and findeth them asleep. And saith unto Peter, What could ye not watch with me 1 hour? Watch and pray that ye enter not into temptation. The spirit indeed is willing, but the flesh is weak. He went away again the second time, and he prayed, saying, O my Father, If this cup may not pass away from me, except I drink it, thy will be done. And he came and found them asleep again, for their eyes were heavy. And he left them and went away again, and prayed the third time, saying the same words. He cometh unto his disciples and saith unto them, sleep on now, take your rest. Behold, the hour is at hand, and the Son of Man is betrayed into the hands of sinners. Rise, let us be going. Behold, he is at hand that doth betray me. I see here, not only did Abraham stand before God and plead because he had kinfolk down in Sodom was going to be destroyed. Not only did the church come and cease not to pray for one that they loved and was wanting to do right, trying to do right, but they was imprisoned and they needed freed. Not only did we look at that, but we looked at the Savior who came and prayed on our behalf and prayed for all those that would believe, and that's me and you here tonight, that would believe the words of the apostles and the word of God that's been written from them. Now we see here an example of Jesus, the Savior, going yonder to Gethsemane, taking these disciples with him, taking Peter, James, and John a little further, and going to pray, and said, will you watch with me just an hour? Just an hour, that's all I ask. Will you just go ahead for an hour? Huh? And there, our loving Savior took our sins and the weight of this world placed on him as he was preparing him to go to Calvary to die in our place on an old rugged tree that I might have eternal life and have it more abundantly and shed his blood than my sin and where many be made white as snow. Hallelujah for the blood of Jesus Christ tonight. Hear me tonight. It's a wonderful Savior, but the sad part is he looked at the disciples and said, could you not pray an hour? Could you not watch with me an hour? If you go over and read in John 21, the same disciples that wouldn't pray an hour had no trouble fishing all night. They had no trouble fishing all night, but they wouldn't pray with the Savior for an hour. I'm just asking tonight, will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? There's an old song that they sung years ago. I've sung a little bit of it off and on, just a word here and there. But it wouldn't leave my mind this afternoon. Wouldn't leave my mind at all. And this is not for talent. This is just the words. I want you to listen tonight. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They sacrificed their time. They fell down on their knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt that God would bring me out, that he could change my life and set me free. I'm so glad that someone prayed for me. I was lost and alone in a cold, dark world. No peace of mind. No freedom could I seek. But little did I know I had a friend somewhere. Someone I didn't know saw some good in me. Huh? Are you listening? And it says, I trusted in the things that the world could give. But knowing soon they would all pass away. But because someone really cared enough to pray for me, I trusted God. And now I'm saved today. Somebody prayed for me. They had me on their mind. They sacrificed their time. They fell down on their knees and prayed for me. They had no doubt that God would bring me out, that he would change my life and set me free. I'm so glad that someone prayed for me. Will somebody pray tonight? Father, speak in our hearts, oh God.
draw us to a place tonight that we will get a hold of you and come to you. Oh, God, help us. There's so many hurting. There's so many perishing. There's so many going to hell. There's so many going to face the test and rod of God. Oh, God, I come praying for mercy. I come praying for help tonight. Oh, God, help us, help me tonight. Help us to pray and pray and pray till the answer comes. Help us tonight, oh, God, I pray. In Jesus' name. Cheryl, go play something. Will somebody pray? Will somebody pray? Oh, the things that move when God moves. The things that change when God moves tonight. The things that miracles that happen in the lives that change when God comes on the scene. Oh, God, help us to pray. Help us to trust Him. Help us to have faith. Help us to believe on the Lord. Believe what He can do. Oh, hear me, church, tonight. God answered prayer. We watched Him answer. We watched Him answer when Abraham pleaded and interceded. We watched Him pray and then answer and pray and then answer and pray and then answer and pray and then answer. Oh, somebody pray. Play Cheryl. Play Cheryl. Did you think to pray?